Well, in fact, the evidence shows the complete reverse. The government entered into this regional impact assessment statement last year, and we said we'd do a snapshot of the industry over the next 12 months and report back to see if there were negative impacts that weren't anticipated, that weren't provided for during the government's buyback process. And the report's made very plain that's been released today. There are no region-wide impacts as a result of the implementation of marine parks. It provides a snapshot of how marine parks are impacting our community. There are no unanticipated significant impact on communities, according to the report. And it was done independently of government by the Gord Institute for Water Research and the South Australian Centre for Economic Studies.
That's obviously a different picture to what we just heard then. Are you surprised then to hear that point of view being put forward?
No, I met with Bart last week and he put his position to me. But the report shows, on the basis of evidence, there are no negative impacts that weren't foreseen and provided for. In fact, it shows that if you look at, for example, the total rock lobster catch off Kangaroo Island for the first 3 months of the first season of sanctuary zones, it was up 6.7% higher than compared to the same time the year before. The annual quota for rock lobster was successfully reached with a historical catch rate, which indicates that the productive fishing grounds haven't been lost to sanctuary zones. So this report was done to look at region-wide impacts because the claims were coming to government that Ceduna and Kangaroo Island and the Port Wakefield area, there were big regional impacts, and the report shows that's not the case. Having said that, I have heard from Bart, and there are marine scale fishers. There's two on King's Coat at Kangaroo Island and several from Port Wakefield who are maintaining that they have had personally a negative impact on their business. And the legislation provides for compensation processes for people who say that they have been impacted. So the regulations have been out for community consultation that concluded in August, and we're taking on board the comments were given to government about that. We'll be bringing those regulations into force soon. But people can apply for compensation. That has been put in the legislation since 2007, and people can look at the application process for that from the Marine Parks website.
So you're confident that communities like Port Wakefield, Ceduna, Kangaroo Island, that if you do have people that are moving about, that they say because of these changes, that those communities will still be viable going forward?
The report makes it very plain. There were no region-wide negative impacts, and those that there might have been are very, very small indeed and hard to sort out from the background economic impacts that are happening across the state. Having said that, that's not the end of the process. I've made it very plain that we'll be continuing to look at all the information that comes through to us. The marine parks will be reviewed as provided for under the Act, the management programs, and so we'll be taking in further data that people want to offer us, and we'll continue to keep a watching brief on this. But the early snapshot, which we did to alert us to if there were any negative problems that weren't going to be foreseen, shows pretty clearly that there are no region-wide impacts of a negative nature.
Ian Hunter is the Minister for Sustainability, Environment and Conservation. He's joining us on the Country Hour at 20 past 12. Minister, can you understand the frustration that some fishermen might have in this sector as they're coming to adjust to the new terms?
Absolutely, but the government invested very heavily in licence buyout to take out the fishing effort to reduce that pressure on those who are fishing in these areas. So we've been at pains, and that was done through the Prime Industries Department. We've been at pains to overinvest in some ways. And in fact, the number of fishers who wanted to sell their licences back to government exceeded the number that we believe we needed to buy. So we did that through willing sales. There was no force involved in that process. So we believe we've bought out that catch effort in most of those areas. But we do hear from some of the marine scale fishers, as I said, two in King's Coat and a couple in Port Wakefield. They continue to believe that they've negatively been impacted. We will consider their information they provide to us, and as I say, we have mechanisms for compensation that will be available for people who believe and can show a negative impact on their business.
The opposition, and in particular MP Stephen Griffiths, are planning to reintroduce the same private members bill that went in last year. Essentially they're seeking to change some of the state sanctuary zones into habitat protection zones that would allow fishing to go ahead there. Is this something you're open to considering this time around?
No, if it's the same bill as they introduced previously, that bill wants to gut the sanctuary zones and take away all of the biodiversity wins out of the marine park legislation. I don't know why they want to, if it is the same legislation, they lost it previously. And what they're ignoring, of course, is even in fishing communities, commercial fishing communities, there's overwhelming public support for marine parks and sanctuary zones. The report makes that quite clear, up to 83% in the city, slightly less, but well over 50-60% in country communities. People understand that for the long-term sustainability of the environment and biodiversity and for regions, we need to have these sanctuary zones and marine parks, and there is overwhelming support for them out there.